Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. Conversation with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Gunplay. Gunplay in Jalisco State, Mexico, continuing for days. Evan tells me this is routine for the cartels after a warlord is deceased, fighting among themselves, fighting against the authorities. We explored the possibility that Marina had not engaged in this scale of attack on the cartels because all was well between Mexico City and the warlords under AMLO. What has changed under Sheinbaum? The gunplay continues, and there's no resolution yet. I asked Evan whether we're dealing with a state that is anarchic or whether this is something that can be managed by Mexico City. There's no one answer. There's no one solution. Jalisco State, the cartel there is not even vaguely the only one in the whole of Mexico or in the Caribbean. At the same time, Secretary Rubio was in St. Kitts and Nevis, with the CARICOM leaders, the leaders of the Caribbean states, asking for help with Cuba and asking for help in general because of the drug running that fuels much of the bad acting. About Cuba, there is report that the U.S. is going to permit Venezuelan oil being resold to Cuba to private sector, if there is such a thing in Cuba. The regime under Díaz-Canel is flailing. It has no obvious response to the lack of power, and it's slipping from it. Of course, the gangsters will keep everything for themselves. There is a humanitarian health crisis. Food security is threatened. No simple answer and no long timeline. It's got to happen quick. Evan notes that the Maduro example, Maduro was offered sanctuary before the rendition and chose to ignore it, built safe rooms all around the city for himself to slip into in the event the Americans came to take him. It didn't work, but it might have. Díaz-Canel, has he been offered similar? Marianne O'Grady, my colleague, does not know, but it's possible that they've repeated what was done for Maduro. Maduro is now in a courtroom answering charges of not guilty for being a drug lord. In other news today, there is nothing positive out of Ukraine. There is nothing positive out of Iran. Nothing positive about the pending airstrikes on Iran, if that's what it is. No resolution to Ukraine in sight. I spoke with Anatole Levin about it. Why won't Ukraine give up the piece of the Donbass that it holds? It has no commercial value. It's likely to be the DMZ for an indefinite period. There's no one answer. Cannot do it. Anatole responds that it would be very difficult, even self-destructive, for Ukraine to surrender territory. At the same time, Moscow is flailing, and the economy is broken, and it's not going to be easily or even possibly prepared for some time, I'm told. Also, a detailed report about coal fired electricity generating plants in the U.S. We need them. We need all of them. The demands of electricity shows up in your high price of electricity across the country, and it's going to get higher. Coal is the one energy source that runs 24 hours a day as long as you feed the ovens. And cutting it out, relying on renewables, relying on fossil fuel and natural gas is not sufficient for the baseline power, base power necessary to run the system. Talked to Bud Weinstein about this. He's in Dallas, spending years at the McGuire Energy Institute. However, that was then, the crusade against coal. This is now. We need everything we have plus. Without the coal-fired plants right now, we would have brownouts and blackouts across the country, Bud tells me. Also, a conversation about the failure of Boeing to build an adequate spacecraft to and from ISS called Starliner. And the unknown problems with it that Boeing continues to say, we'll fix it. Well, it's had years to fix it, and it's not fixable. It's part of the NASA programs that have run into repeated engineering mysteries. And also a book tonight, a memoir by a young man named Josiah Hesse from Iowa. And he tells the story of growing up in an evangelical town, evangelical atmosphere, where as a young person he was fearful of God and fearful of the fire that would consume him, spoke in tongues. He's a journalist now, travels widely, specializes in the mass shootings of out west, called upon frequently to write about them. Engaging. The book is growing up in Iowa and how it switched its political affections back and forth over these last years. I recommend the book. I recommend listening to a young man. He's just turned 40, so born in the 80s, and looking at when he visits home, visits his mom and dad, who are not living together, haven't for many years. And the people he knew, the young people he knew when he was living there, he lives in, I believe, St. Louis now. No, Colorado, Denver. Lives in Denver. There's much more to the show. Oh, and I mean to notice Arthur Herman's contribution tonight, the Scottish Enlightenment and the philosophers of the late 18th century in Scotland that have influenced so heavily the education institutions in America. As simple as Adam Smith and common sense. That simple. Thank you for listening.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.